Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Lifestyle Coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. The phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or send me an email. And let's go to Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Oh, I am in my early 80s, and the last 6 months I've been noticing that my hair is getting thinner and thinner.
It is. You're still spring chicken, Evelyn.
No.
I got a lot of life left to live. Well, so it started to get thin. Have you had any issues with your thyroid? Have you ever been diagnosed with anything thyroid-wise?
No.
No? Any medications you're taking right now or anything you've been diagnosed with recently?
Yeah, I take medicine for high blood pressure.
Okay. Is that it?
No, I take Plavix for heart.
All right. Now, have you had any major issues with your heart besides blood pressure?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about then. If that's the only medication that you're taking, let's turn around and let's look at what you eat every single day. So a lot of times when your hair starts getting thin, of course, there is some age involved in that. However, it shouldn't start really thinning out unless you have either a deficiency, one, a nutritional deficiency, which is probably what you have, or a thyroid condition, or blood sugar condition. Those are the three main reasons the hair begins to change.
How about
so,
genes?
Genes can play a role, yes, but not typically. Genes play more of a role with men than they do women as far as the hair getting thin and whatnot. So, and they don't play that big of a role anyway. They're only about 15 to 20% of the overall equation. So let's talk about deficiencies. Now, a couple things that you can do to help thicken your hair up. Zinc is really important. It's very, very good for hair. Also, selenium, both of those. So we encourage you to do both of those. And the ionic form of both are better. It's a liquid ionic form. It's better than the pill form, and it's easier on the body. The body absorbs it and utilizes it a lot better. The other thing are the omega-3 fatty acids. So you want to do a tablespoon twice a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, of cod liver oil. Big fan of cod liver oil. That's what I would encourage you to do. The other, too, is when you're dealing with hair issues, you want to make sure that you use organic products to actually wash the hair with. A lot of the regular shampoos and conditioners, chemicals that we put on our hair, a lot of times strips it and can kill the hair follicle themselves because of all the chemicals. There's a lot of great organic products that don't cost much more than your standard products do that you would get at a hair salon or a grocery store or whatever. And they're really, really good. You want to make sure they're organic, and you want to make sure they've been tested for hormones. Whatever touches your skin, 70 to 75% absorbs into the skin and goes right into your bloodstream and into your tissues. So if you're taking in chemicals, things in your hair products, shampoos, it's going into your skin, getting into your body, and affecting the chemistry of the body. So, for example, if you're using any kind of shampoo that has estrogen in it or excess progesterones, and they won't say it on the label, so don't forget about reading the label and ingredients. It's saying estrogen or progesterone. Now, you'll see a lot of weird names that are the toxic chemicals, but that's why personal care products are such a big deal. And if you start losing hair, you want to watch that. You also want to watch the water that you shower in. So you want to get a shower filter head, at least with a basic carbon filter that will clean out most of the chlorine that gets in that gets through the shower head to your body. Because remember, even what you shower in goes into your bloodstream. And chlorine, fluorine, and some of the other toxins that are in water can be really hard on your overall system and can lead to hair loss. So those are several things. I would get a blood test done by your doctor. You're probably getting those done about once a year, possibly. But I would get a full panel done. And when they do, have them check your blood sugar levels and also your thyroid levels to see where they are and make sure everything is up to par and up to speed with where it needs to be. Thanks for the call, Evelyn. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Carol. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I just heard about you today from a dear friend. I can't believe that I'm actually calling you and getting on.
Well, welcome to the show.
My problem is I've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy. I've had it for about 3 years. I do not have diabetes. My blood sugar A1 was 5.8. I am overweight. I've had a total knee replacement, after which time I had problems with my legs. I do have restless leg syndrome as well. But my main problem was I decided not to continue using statins. I had a little bit of medical knowledge, and I was understanding that the myelin that covers the nerves is considered the same substance as cholesterol, and that the pill doesn't know the difference, and it can remove that. And I don't know if that is part of the problem. And if it is, I've abstained from the statins for 6 months. I dropped my cholesterol down to 212, and my LDL was 75. And I just wondered if you think being off the statins, can I repair the myelin maybe that's been removed, if that is the problem?
All right, I'll tell you this. One of the big side effects of statin drugs is it can eat away at the myelin. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one of the number one side effects of taking a statin drug long term is peripheral neuropathy.
Mm.
And it's in the literature. So, yes. The question is yes and yes. Can it be reversed? That's a tough call. I will tell you this. Let me give you some hope. The hope is that you can eat every single day a substance that creates and produces the myelin in the body.
Oh.
There's a milk sugar in goat's milk yogurt. It's called galactose. Now, galactose is the milk sugar in all dairy. However, in goat's milk, it's a lot more tolerable to the body. It's anti-allergenic. It's non-allergenic. And it's really good for the body. The proteins that are in there, the probiotics that are in goat's milk yogurt, very good for the body. But the galactose milk sugar is what produces myelin. So can it regenerate myelin? Yeah. Will it go recoat itself around the areas where it pulled it off? Don't know. But should you be using them long term or forever? Hopefully the goal would be not to do that. But for the short term, they're very good. So here's some ways to get your cholesterol where it needs to be. 212 is not bad at all. Just remember, 190 to 220 is a good range, a healthy range to keep your hormone levels functioning well. But what I would encourage you to do is nicotinic acid is a version of niacin, and it doesn't flush in the body. And it works very well at keeping your HDLs good and your bad cholesterol down, the LDLs. And also N-acetylcysteine. Those work good together. Two organic eggs eaten every day helps lower cholesterol as well and maintain that. You want to take CoQ10 to repair any damage the statin did to your heart, because it pulls away CoQ10 from the body. That will be really beneficial, and I would encourage you to increase on not only the galactose milk sugar, but vitamin B6 is the deficiency that statin drugs create. Remember, B6, you want to take heavy amounts of B6, and that will help with that peripheral neuropathy.
So
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
One caller at a time. George from Tampa, Florida. I've recently been suffering with a very dry skin. Due to this, I always have dandruff, and at times it's embarrassing. Anything you can do to help? Well, George, you're dealing with dry skin. Has to do with two things, an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency, and also you're dealing with a zinc deficiency. So what do? You take omega-3 fats. I would do 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. Most people think skin conditions are an outside-in thing, meaning they put lotions and potions and creams on them, trying to get the dry skin to go away and trying to get the dandruff to go away using the special shampoos that have all kinds of chemicals in them, thinking that it's going to help, but it doesn't, because your skin gets dry. It's the largest organ we have, and it gets dry because of what's going on inside the digestive tract. You clear that up, and then you're going to clear everything else up. So that's the big thing with dry skin. So zinc, cod liver oil, that will do the trick. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. We want to hear your success stories. We've got a new link on where you can click on it. We want to celebrate your success with you. So if you've lost 5 pounds or overcome diabetes, or your blood sugars come down 2 points, it doesn't matter how small you think it is. We think it's a big deal, and we want to celebrate it with you. If you go down and fill it out, if you want it to be part of the show, we will do that. If you want us to use it for our new television show and our TV tapings that are coming up, we'll be glad to do that as well. And we give away a Foundational 4 supplement package. We give that away every week to a success story that we select to utilize for one of those deals. So I want to encourage you to sign up for your success story. I don't care how big it is, great or small. It's a big deal to us, and we want to celebrate that with you. Let's go to John. John, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Oh, yeah, thank you for taking my call. I take various vitamins, most of which has been recommended in your book. One thing I take, though, is the folic acid. And I had read recently on the Internet where this had been linked to lung cancer. And so I was really curious. I didn't know what amounts we're talking about that would kind of put you into that area where you should be concerned if there's any validity to this at all. But, I mean, that was one vitamin I had an issue about. The other one I heard you say last week, the omega-3 in the capsule forms, that you shouldn't take those as well because they were not as good as the liquid, obviously.
That's right. Let's start with the gel caps. The way they have to take any fish oil is very delicate. It just really is. If you heat fish oil at all, it's going to break down into a trans fat. It doesn't handle that very well. And if you think about it, most fish live in cold water. So, it makes sense if you really sit back and think about it. So if you heat the fish oil, it breaks down. And it breaks down into a trans fat, and that's one of the number one cancer-causing agents. So when they make the gel caps, they have to heat it to get into the gel caps, the way they're processed. So they're all pretty much, for the most part, rancid, and they don't work well. I wouldn't put them in my body. The best thing you do with gel caps is throw them away. And the other thing is, it would take 15 gel caps to equal 1 tablespoon of cod liver oil. For me, myself, taking a tablespoon every day is very easy. So you want to do the oil, and I would do at least a tablespoon a day. It's very good. It gives you vitamin A, vitamin D, and your omega-3s. Now, let's move over to the folic acid. Folic acid is probably one of the most important supplements that our bodies need. Now, linked to cancer is, I have never seen a study. Now, not to say there's not studies out there, and not to say that there's not things, but I can tell you, I understand physiology very well, And I understand how the body works very well. And I can tell you that there's a component called methyl tetrahydrofolate. It is the one of the most important mechanisms. It's called the B12 folic acid mechanism or cycle. And methyl tetrahydrofolate turns into methylene tetrahydrofolate because of folic acid. Now, when that happens, it protects the cells in the body. It protects energy. It protects the body and helps it function better and prevents cell breakdown in many ways. And folic acid plays a huge role in that cycle. So biochemistry is really important to understand. So from that stance, as far as it causing lung cancer, I would be the proponent to tell you that it could help work and keep your body from getting lung cancer, you know, outside of any genetic factors. So it just, it's the opposite from what I've seen. And there's so many other benefits of folic acid, and we do get it in green vegetables and that sort of thing. I'm just, if you're asking me, should you take it? There's nothing wrong with taking it. And I'm also a big fan, John, of doing blood work to see exactly what you do need, because you don't just need to take vitamins to take them because it sounds good or an article said that this is really good or because I told somebody to take it. A lot of times the general things are good to take for certain conditions and they can help with certain deficiencies in the body, but it's always good to back it up with blood work. It really is. So, you know, you can go to your doctor, which I'm a big fan of doing blood work every 6 months because it's the gold standard in healthcare and medicine, and it has been for years. And you can find just about every little thing in the body, unless you know a lot of major disease process can be coming down the pike. And you can really see a lot of systems, and you can project and see what systems are getting low. It's almost like a gas tank. You can see where the gas tank's low and the gas tank's high. And it's just good to do. So I'm a bigger fan of doing that. The folic acid, you can do a test called methyl malonic acid, MMA, and it's a good test for B12 and folic acid. I would get that done on a regular basis. It's not typically done, so you'll have to ask your doctor to run that test. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. You're listening. Susan from Los Angeles, California, she writes, I'm helping raise my child right now after my mother's death, and with all the stress that's gone on in her life, I tend to spoil them with food. How can I get them eating healthier? Well, pretty simple. Just get them eating healthier. Lay out a good plan for them and don't take any excuses. If they don't want to eat, then tough. You're the one that's in charge when you're dealing with children and their diet. Now, in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a lot of different food choices in the anti-inflammatory diet that they would enjoy. How to prepare them is totally up to you. You just have to find the right combinations. But let me tell you, when kids get hungry, they're going to eat. And you're either going to have fried chicken laid out and french fries and a little happy meal of some kind, fast food meal, or you're going to have good quality food for them. And they will always eat what you lay out for them. It's very important that you stay in control of that.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
American officials are reassuring Afghanistan's president the United States is committed to a political solution to the conflict there. The reassurance comes as the Taliban is making lightning-quick advances across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Kathleen Dooling, a medical officer and disease expert at the CDC, says people with weakened immune systems are more likely to catch coronavirus even after being vaccinated.
Immunocompromised people are more likely to have breakthrough infection. In small studies of hospitalized breakthrough cases, 40 to 44% were deemed to be immunocompromised.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline remains over $3.15 a gallon across the nation, the Biden administration is asking OPEC for a little help.
As inflation is slamming the U.S. economy, costing the American consumer more and more without any relief in sight, the cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration, thank God, right now is hurting so many. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The state of Texas has declared that performing transgender sex reassignment surgeries on minors constitutes child abuse. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying enforcement of that declaration will become effective immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. I'll show this diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's go with Elaine. Hi, Elaine. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
I've been having some problems with, like, if I hold something, like, the other night I was just had some vegetables, some celery and stuff, and my finger, my thumb started shaking and having like a little tremor type thing, and I wondered what that would be.
Say that again now. You started getting a tremor in your thumb?
Yeah, it would just shake.
While you're trying to
just say, hold a piece of celery or...
And what is your age, Elaine?
I'm 64.
64. Have you ever had anything like that happen?
I've had it happen a few times recently, but, you know, it's something new. I've never had this problem before.
Okay. All right. Have you been having any mood swings lately? And what I mean by that is kind of highs and lows?
Maybe a little bit. Sometimes I seem like I'm really tired, and then the next thing I'm energetic.
Yeah. All right. Dopamine levels are probably low. Have you seen a doctor at all? Have you, like, seen your primary care recently?
Like, not
tell them
primary
this?
Care. I seen my endocrinologist, but I hadn't had any problems with it, so I didn't talk to him about it.
I'm going to give you a couple things to do, and I think it'd be wise to go talk with him. The reason is you're dealing with dopamine levels, and that's a brain chemical. It's called a neurotransmitter. And dopamine's pretty simple to balance out, but it's also easy to get imbalanced. And when it gets imbalanced, you can have slight little tremors that can mimic Parkinson's type symptoms, although it's not Parkinson's typically. So let me give you some practical things that can help balance this out. There's some foods that you can eat: meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and the dark chocolate, the 80% dark chocolate. Those all raise dopamine levels naturally. You want to stay away from caffeine, so no coffee. And you probably want to stay off the green tea that has caffeine as well. A couple of supplements that help: blueberry extract, or you can eat regular blueberries, either one. But L-tyrosine, an amino acid, vitamin B6, and also N-acetylcysteine. All of those will help raise dopamine levels. And again, it could be a mineral deficiency too. And that's why you want to do your magnesium and potassium. Get those levels up just a little bit and see if you notice much of a change. But getting real tired and then having a ton of energy, that swinging back and forth, that's classic dopamine. And so by getting those levels back up, you should notice a difference. You should feel steady and have a good overall mood throughout the day. If you notice that coming back up just by adding in some of the supplementation and some of the foods, then that's probably what it was, especially if the little tremor goes away. But I would run by and see your endo and maybe have some blood work done. Always a good idea. Thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. Let's go to Andrea. Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm living well. How can I help?
Okay. I was calling because I just recently had got over a slight nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And my muscles tend to jerk still. And sometimes my head will shake and my stomach.
So you just got over a real...
What I can do about it.
You just got over a real tough time, went through a real stressful episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen a doctor?
Yeah, I see my primary doctor, but she gave me some Minimusum.
Yeah.
And that actually is not helping the jerking and the trembling. I still have it.
You having a hard time sleeping? Are you having a hard time sleeping?
Yeah, now I am.
Okay. You feel anxious?
Sometime I do. I feel a little anxious, but I bought me some supplements, a B-complex.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's fine.
I've been taking them. I don't know if them are them good or not.
Well, they're okay. They're okay. You want to be real targeted in certain conditions with B vitamins. And for your, you know, for what you're dealing with, the jerking and the nervousness, vitamin B6 is the best way to go. And there's a version of that, and it's called pyridoxal-5-phosphate, or P5P. But the jerking and the anxiety, that sort of thing, that's GABA. It's a neurotransmitter, brain chemical. You're going to hear me talk about that a lot because they influence a lot of our behavior and how we feel. It'll help you sleep. It'll calm anxiety. There's some foods you'll need to avoid when you're dealing with GABA levels, okay? Here they are: peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oats, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. A couple supplements you can take: the vitamin B6 is really good, valerian root is good, and L-theanine. All of those help when you're dealing with GABA levels and keep the GABA levels where they need to be so your body can function the way that it needs to. And it's very important to keep your neurotransmitters balanced, especially when you go through a tough time, stressful episode, depressed episode, or a tough time in life. The body can react different ways. So it's really good to keep your GABA levels, which is an inhibitory neurotransmitter. It's good to keep those levels up. And the GABA actually calms the body. So when it gets low, that's when our body gets real jittery. And it doesn't work. You're in this state where things are very jittery. You want to actually get it back up to where it needs to be so it can just be chilled out and function well, and you can move through this tough time. The other thing is you want to support the adrenal glands. So I want to encourage you to maybe change the way you've been eating. You want to follow the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, and it will just lay some things out for you. It might be a little bit different than what you're used to, but we have to come off the foods that are causing a lot of inflammation in the digestion. And cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products, those are two that make a big deal and may play a big role in our overall digestion. So that's breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, anything with flour in it, come off that for 8 weeks. And then also with the cow's milk, dairy, I would come off of that for a period of about 8 weeks. You can do goat's milk, dairy. I would just stay off of the cow's milk. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Don't forget to sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It goes out once a week. It's going to be an exciting article about cholesterol and great ways to lower it. Was on fat loss, I believe, and you can go on and sign up for that. We'll send you back articles if you'd like to do that. Sign up for our lifestyle membership page. You can get all the information that you need to empower your health and your life. Let's go to Julie. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi. How are you?
I'm living well, Julie. What's up?
I actually have a question about the goat's milk yogurt.
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you get it?
Well, you can get it from there's a store called Whole Foods, which is a big chain. It's an organic food store. You can get it there. You can also get it at Trader Joe's. And if they don't have those in your area, then you can get goat's milk at Walmart, but you can't get the yogurt. And you can go online, and there's some different food places online that you can actually order the food, and they send it directly to your house, packaged and cold and everything else. And it's not that much more expensive than actually going to the store. So
Okay. Don't
have any names of that. But if you Google foods and online grocery stores and that kind of thing, there's a ton of them. You have natural to get this kind of information to them to encourage them. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Dustin. Hi, Dustin. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Hi. How you doing today?
Living well, man. What's up?
The issue I got is when I was in the military, I went into the emergency room there, and they act like they were frightened by looking at my fingernails. They said that my fingernails were white, and they said I had no circulation. And then lately, that was about 6 or 7 years ago, and recently I've been noticing a lot of numbing in my hands during the daytime and throughout my body, and possibly like a growth stunt.
Okay, so you've noticed a stunt in your growth?
Yeah, like low testosterone, maybe, or facial hair or stuff like that.
What is your age, Dustin?
28.
Well, you wouldn't have a stunt in your growth now at this age. So what you've grown to is done. That's it. But there could be some issues in your body as far as maybe your energy levels not being what they used to, or you're not being able to put on any muscle mass like you should. And that could be hormonal. It could be testosterone and that kind of thing. Have you had any blood work done recently?
I did about 6 months ago, and that was the last time.
They say everything was okay?
They said that my red blood cells were lower than my white blood cells.
Okay. That could be an anemia. And that's very common. I'd go back and ask for a couple more tests. Go back to your primary care doctor. and ask them for what's called a TIBC, that's total iron binding capacity. That's the test that's going to show your iron levels. And then there's one called MMA, methylmalonic acid, and that shows B12 and folic acid levels and where they need to be. So that's what I would encourage you to do. Go check that out, see what's going on, and see if that plays a role. Testosterone is really important, too. I would check that out and growth hormone. Both those hormones are great to check on, and that could be a big clue with what's going on inside your body. Hormones play an enormous role in our overall health, and because you're feeling a certain way and your nails are the way they are, I would dig a little deeper, get some more testing done, and see what's really going on inside your body. And if you want to call me back here on the show, tell me the results. We'll go through it together. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Show this diagnosing hope one caller at a time. New study came out and says that the lower blood pressure, lower carb diet may be best. It says a low carbohydrate diet helps people shed many pounds, as we know recently, but it also is helping, such as orlistat, but also they're finding that the low plan, they say in this article, might help lower blood pressures. Researchers report in the study published January 25th in Archives of Internal Medicine, they found that both diets helped participants lose almost 10% of their body weight. But weight loss was similar but substantial in both groups that were studied, but blood pressure improved more in the low-carb dieters. Dr. William Yancey, Associate Professor of Medicine at Duke University Medical Center, staff physician at the same university, he said there are options out there, but pick a diet you think that would be easier for you to stick to, but work with your physician to help you target the right intervention for you, he advised. Obesity is a significant contributor to many illnesses, including heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, and many cancers, according to an editorial of the same journal by Dr. Robert Kushner of Northwestern University School of Medicine. More than one-third Americans are obese right now, and the incidence of obesity has gone up 140% over the past decade. So they're finding, and that's staggering, but just by that percentage alone, but they're finding now that our diet makes a huge role. Again, notice in that article what they're talking about is that stroke, diabetes, cancer, they all go back to what we put inside of our body every single day. Well, that's good news because we can change that. Those are things we can change. Change the way you eat. Change the way you live. And the low-carb diet, it's not so much about low-carb by cutting things out. It's really important about getting balance. If you stick to fruits and vegetables for your carbohydrate sources, even at eating 30% of your overall diet in carbohydrates, you're still going to be considered low carb. You want to do 33, 33, and 33. Proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, but your carbs need to come from protein, from low glycemic carbs, fruits and vegetables. If you do that, it's going to keep you balanced out and it's going to produce the results that that study talks about with low blood pressure. So it is possible to get your health back, and that study is great reinforcement that our diet and food really is our best medicine. Let's go to David. Hi, David. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
How you doing?
Living well, David. What's up?
I had a question for you. I've been diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome about a year ago, and sure. I was wondering if there's any dietary changes that could help that. Should I define what that is?
No. I know what Asperger's is. I totally get it. Now, you were just recently diagnosed with it?
No, sir. It was about a year and a half ago.
about a year and a half ago. What are some of your toughest challenges right now, David?
I can deal with it to some extent. To most extent, but it's like when I get into different situations and it's not clear cut what I should do next. Sometimes I have trouble deciding what to do next, or sometimes I act awkwardly in social situations.
Yeah, I know.
Not sure of myself as to make social contacts, for instance.
What is your doctor's? Have they put you on any medications?
No, sir.
They have not.
No, sir.
Or you didn't want to take anything?
They didn't suggest any. They didn't suggest any.
Okay, that's all right. So pretty much dealing with Asperger's, they just kind of told you nothing? I mean, did they give you any hope, or did they give you any encouragement of what to do?
Relaxation exercises. They kind of told me, it seemed like to me they were kind of putting me on my own, basically like I should check out the literature as to what. I'm in a program where they help me with my employment to make sure that I'm following through my employment obligations. That's one thing.
Okay.
But as far as specifics, they haven't
really laid some things out for you. Well, let me give you some. And I'm just asking that because I wanted to see kind of where things were. With Asperger's, you obviously it's linked to similar patterns as OCD, obsessive compulsive behavior. It's linked in the same category, but it also creates some negative behavior that I know that's a real challenge for you. Serotonin levels, which is a brain chemical, is very helpful when you're dealing with Asperger's and keeping it balanced. And sometimes they use antidepressants for that, but it's better. From what I've seen, I mean, that's what I want to say. First, you want to listen to your doctors and do what they're telling you. I'm going to give you some things that can be helpful. Foods that will help: mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. And vitamin B6 in the version of P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and niacinamide. Now, there is what's called St. John's wort, and it is beneficial and it can be helpful. It works more on the sedative side of things, but it balances out your brain chemistry. You might want to look into that as well. So there's several things that you can do to get your brain chemistry organized and where it needs to go, and that's what I want to encourage you to do. But serotonin is the one that really helps. Cod liver oil is really good too as you're doing that, David. So a tablespoon of that twice a day can be very, very helpful. We're here for you. Let me know how things go and just stay in touch. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our community.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years,
because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.